Psalm 4:4. The Word of God said, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Father, I pray tonight that the Spirit of the living God would do a work in our hearts in these next few moments. Lord, that you'd help us tonight. Lord, to truly stand in awe of your grace. Stand in awe of your mercy. Stand in awe, our Father, of the salvation that you've provided for us. I pray, Lord, tonight that you'd help those men that made professions of faith, our Father, to grow. Thank you, Lord, for the testimony of the man that's playing the bass over Brother Rob's church, Lord. And I pray, God, you'd bless him and keep him in the faith and keep him in the fight. Help him, Lord, not to go back. Help us, our Father, that we might stand in awe tonight of your truths, of your mercy and your grace as we look at it in the life of Ruth, the Moabitess. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to just recap just a little bit, coming into Ruth chapter number 4. We're trying to emphasize as we preach a little bit on this thought that if we're not careful, especially, I'm 60 years old now. I've been on this trail since I was 27 years old. That's how old I was when God saved me. If we're not careful, we'll read these stories in the Word of God, and they'll kind of just get kind of like, we'll get familiar with them, so familiar with them sometimes that we lose the awe of what's really happening in the story. We've talked about many different things. I can't go into that tonight, but in the book of Ruth, we said that in chapter number 1, we stood in awe of how that God can turn things around. Elimelech had taken his wife Naomi and the two boys. There was a famine in the land, and Israel had taken them down to Moab. They weren't supposed to do that. They should have stayed home, amen? That's what you can say as far as what the Bible teaches the children of Israel. But we stood in awe in chapter number 1 of how God can turn things around. Elimelech died. Mahlon and Chilion both died. They died in Moab. And the two daughter-in-laws said that they were going to go back. But only one of them did, and that was Ruth. And she told her mother-in-law those famous words. She said, your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. Where you die, I want to die. Amen. And she went back. And we stood in awe of that faith. We said in chapter number 1, she had the right faith. In chapter number 2, the right faith ended her up in the right field. She ends up in the field of Boaz in chapter number 2, gleaning. And not only is she going to glean in the corner, but Boaz takes notice of her. I want to say something to you tonight. You and I ought to shout glory that there was a day that our kinsman redeemer took notice of us. Amen. And Boaz took notice of her, and he said, don't go in another field. Don't go anywhere else. Stay among my maidens. And then he told some of the gleaners, some of the workers, he said, I want you to let fall some handfuls of purpose. You see that youngin' coming, you just drop it. Let her pick it up. You make it easy on her to get her basket full that day. And that went on from the beginning of the barley harvest till the end, which we said that started in March or April, ended up in June or July. So several months here, I believe there's a kind of courtship going on in the heart. You know, I believe tonight that many believers, listen to me tonight, I know I'm preaching to the cream of the crop, but Brother David, many believers live and die and never even think about the field they're supposed to be in. Where am I supposed to be in this great scheme that God has and great plan that God has for my life? And I tell you, I thank God tonight. If you have the right faith, it'll end you up in the right field, right where you need to be. And I stand in awe of how that God can put you right where you need to be. In chapter number 3, the right faith led her to the right field, but then she ends up at the right feet. She ends up at the feet of Boaz that night. And I tell you, Brother Colter, you mentioned the woman with the tears. Her name was Mary, was it not? I believe it was, that anointed the feet of Jesus with her tears. I believe, listen tonight, that you'll end up at the right feet. And we ought to stand in awe that there was a day that we ended up at the foot of the old rugged cross, looking up at the one that bled and died for you and for me. We saw in chapter number 3, beloved, we stood in awe of how that God, beloved, listen, can use one person to aid another person and help another person to get to the feet of Jesus. That's what God's doing, Colt. He's just sending you in there with the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God said over there in Acts chapter number 8, when the eunuch was saved, I believe it was Philip that said, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" And the eunuch said, "How can I, except Son Man guide me?" I'm telling you, beloved, all we are is just seed sowers, amen, and just guiding somebody towards the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in chapter number 4, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I want to give you something, a thought tonight that I think will be a blessing to you. If you end up at the right, with the right faith, and end up in the right field, and end up at the right feet, Boaz in the Word of God is a type of the Lord Jesus, our kinsman redeemer. I want to say this tonight, and I want to try to let you know that I stand in awe that she ends up in the right family. She's going to end up, beloved, in the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And listen tonight, you and I should never get over that Lord, the Lord come along one day. He took notice of us, amen, where we were, and picked us up out of the muck and the mire. And he didn't just pick us up, beloved, he placed us in the family of God. I tell you tonight, beloved, listen, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Beloved, tonight, listen, we should never take that for granted. I know, beloved, listen, the trials come. And listen, every one of us at times gets discouraged. Every one of us at times don't feel like picking our chin up off of the floor. We've had prayer requests tonight. Brother Steve, you know good and well some of those people are so discouraged and distraught. But how we ought to shout glory. We're in the family tonight, amen. Yes, we're in the family of God. Let me show you a couple of things real quickly tonight that I hope will be a blessing to you. The Bible said here, the Bible said in verse 1, then went Boaz up to the gate. You remember in verse 18 of chapter number 3, as she said, sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he hath finished the thing this day. Just a little bit of background. Boaz has told Ruth down there on the threshing floor, listen, I am a near kinsman, but there's one nearer than I. I don't know about you, but I stand in awe tonight of the character of this man. I stand in awe. You look at that story about Joseph and how that he was tempted by Potiphar's wife. Somebody said this years ago, and I've never gotten over it. They said he lost his coat, but he didn't lose his character. Amen. I'm going to tell you, you can get another coat, but you can't get another character. Amen. And Boaz has got that wonderful character. He said, there's somebody in line before me. We're going to have to do this right. Let me just say this. When you do it right, we're going to find Boaz sitting in the gate, out in the public. When you do it right, you don't have anything to hide. I've heard about pastors that slip off somewhere, candidate in another church. You say, preacher, are you ill about that? Yes, I am. If you're in the will of God, you ain't got nothing to hide. You don't have to slip off and slip around. Amen. You can say, hey, here's what God wants me to do. And I'm going to do it by the grace of God. Amen. I don't know where that come from, but it came. You'll find out something, beloved. Listen, there's times when God has exactly what we need. I don't know who that was for. Maybe somebody will listen to this message 10 years from now on the internet. I don't know who it's for. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I believe it makes God sick. Playing games with churches. Using churches like a stepping stone to get somewhere a little bigger, a little brighter. Amen. Those are God's people. That's a family of God. Amen. Boaz, what I'm getting at, sitting in the gate. Oh, such a one, he says to that one there, the one that's the near kinsman. Come over here and sit down. Let's talk. And then I believe the Word of God said he called 10 more over. Then I need me some witnesses. Amen. And he begins to talk to him. Let's read it here. The Word of God said he took 10 men of the elders of the city in verse number 2. Sit down here, and they sat down. He said unto the kinsman, Naomi, that has come again out of the land of Moab, country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, buy it before the inhabitants, before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know. For there is none to redeem it besides thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. The first thing I want you to see in the message, and I've just got three little things, I want you to see the wisdom that Boaz is using. You say, preacher, what do you mean? He didn't mention the woman first. He mentioned the land. Watch him now. Boaz says, listen, there's a parcel of land. Are you interested? That old boy lit up like a Christmas tree. Said, yeah, boy, I'm interested. Watch what he said here. The Word of God said, I'll redeem it. Then in verse number 5, then said Boaz, what day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth, the Moabitess. Now wait a minute. Moab was God's washpot. Y'all need to remember something tonight. Ruth's a Gentile. Are you with me tonight? You say, preacher, why are you standing in awe of chapter number 4 in the family? Honey, every Gentile ought to stand in awe. We were the dogs, amen. God grafted us in. God give us a place in the kingdom. Say amen. Give us a place in the family of God. We ought to stand in awe of that tonight. Listen, one of the reasons I don't believe that Boaz had a hard time with the Gentile is because his mommy was Rahab. He didn't even have a problem with a Gentile that had a bad past, Brother Larry. Amen. He had a mommy that God had done turned her life around because she believed them spies and hid them spies down there at Jericho. Amen. The wisdom. I want you to see it tonight. You say, preacher, what's wisdom got to do with anything? I'm glad you asked. I'll show you in the Word of God tonight. And the kinsman said, now he changed his mind. What, when you buy the field of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead. He makes it clear now to this nearer kinsman. He said, when you get the field, you're going to get a family too. You're going to have to take Ruth, and you're going to have to marry her. And you're going to have young, and you're going to have to raise up seed for that one that's died. That was the custom in Israel. This old boy, I tell you what's the truth, I believe he looked like a crawfish in the creek bed. He started backing up. He said, I can't do that, amen. I'd like to have the lamb, but listen, I got one woman, that's enough. Somebody say amen. Amen. Maybe it was when he already had some sons and that it was going to take away from the inheritance that his son, I don't know what the deal was, but I know he backed up. He liked the idea of the land. But he didn't like the idea of another lady being in his life. Watch this now. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. I want to ask you something tonight. It's just to go with me in your mind for a moment. I never thought about this till I studied today, and I'm still not sure about it. I never thought that it's possible that Naomi and Ruth are in earshot or maybe present when this is going on. Now listen to me. You remember over there, I believe it's in the book of Deuteronomy. I believe it's there where that if somebody didn't fulfill that obligation, they could pick off, they'd pull off their shoe, they could spit in their face. You remember that? Well, it'd be hard to spit in somebody's face if you wasn't there. So wouldn't it be something if, just let your mind go just a minute, wouldn't it be something if they understood what was going on here in the gate? Can you understand, beloved, that maybe Ruth's heart just falls for a few moments? Amen. It looks like he's going to, that nearer kinsman, oh yeah, he's going to buy the land. He's going to take care of this. When her heart was set on Boaz, she had done fell in love. And he had too. I don't know that for sure. But I know that in the end, in the wisdom of God, God's working it all out. Just exactly like he wanted to work it out. Go with me in your Bibles tonight to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, please, and verse number 20 for just a moment. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 20. And listen tonight. I've had people say, "Preacher, you act like you're excited." No, I'm not acting. I am excited to think that God would take the likes of me in his wisdom and put me in his family. Every one of us ought to feel that way tonight. That God would reach down and take the likes of us and place us in his family. All because of a kinsman redeemer by the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Watch, if you will, with me, please, tonight. I'm talking about wisdom. The Bible said in verse number 20 of chapter number 1 of the book of 1 Corinthians, "Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?" All you had to do is watch the news for the last couple of days. I'll leave that alone. "But after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God." You say, "Preacher, Boaz is using wisdom in the gate." I want you to know, beloved, listen to me, that you and I are not in the family of God because of our wisdom. We're in the family of God because of his. God knew how to get a hold of my heart. God knew where I would be. The Bible, watch this. The Bible said, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble." I'm thinking about Ruth. Not many wise, not many mighty, not many noble. Yet God come along and picked her up and put her right in the family of God in the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Watch this now. "But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. And the base things of the world, Moab. And things which are despised, Moab, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." Oh, beloved, tonight, we can't come around tonight and glory in our flesh or glory in our wisdom. That's not the reason we're in the family. Praise God, it's his grace, his mercy, his wisdom that's put us in the family of God. Watch this now. "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." I say tonight, beloved, we ought to glory in the Lord. We ought to stand in awe that God would give us a place in his kingdom. Give us a place. Oh, I think about David. "Is there any left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Oh, they sat down there in Lodabar. There's one Mephibosheth. He sent for him. He said, I want you to put his feet under my table. Under the king's table. He's going to eat bread at the king's table continually. Can I tell you tonight, I ain't much. But I'm sitting at a table that belongs to a king. I tell you tonight, beloved, listen. I told Sister Kim the other day, she is needing help down at the pharmacy. I said, I got a white robe on the inside. I said, give me one of them white robes for the outside and scoot over and I'll come and help you. She didn't take too kindly to that. Told her about Brother Napper. He's in Pennsylvania, can't sleep. He cut his leg off right there, was shot off actually years ago in a hunting accident. And he has that phantom pain just like Brother Brian did. He couldn't sleep. About the second night, he called his wife, and his wife sounded like she was drunk on the other end of the line. Come to find out, she was taking his Ambien, and he was taking her blood pressure medicine that boosts blood pressure. I said, Sister Kim, that's what you get if you give me one of them white robes. Amen. Hard to tell what they'd be coming out of that pharmacy with. But God, in the wisdom of God, Brother David. Every one of us ought to look in that mirror, Brother John, and say, God, you knew what kind of Christian I'd be. You saved me anyway. Every man of God ought to look in that mirror, Brother Larry, and say, God, you knew what kind of preacher I'd be. And you called me anyway. Hallelujah. I feel sorry for a man that thinks he deserves to stand in a place like this and open a book like this and preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. None of us deserve it. It's an honor. It's a privilege. If we had a bunch of people in Washington that would take the attitude of being a servant, and forget for just a half a day about themselves. Think about the people. How it could change things. I ain't going to get done tonight. Turn to Isaiah chapter 54 for just a moment. Isaiah chapter 54. I hope tonight that if I live to be 70... I'll still be standing at all. I hope if a day comes that God fills our church up, Brother Steve, I won't be standing at all the crowd, but I'd be standing at all of His Christ. I hope and pray that I never lose sight of what it means to be a part of the family of God. Isaiah chapter 54 tonight. Oh, bless His name. Isaiah chapter 54. Read a couple of verses here tonight. Then I got a verse in Romans I want to read. And then a verse in Corinthians that I want to read. 1 Corinthians, then we'll be done. We'll just call it tonight. We're looking at the wisdom, standing in awe of how God places us in the family. The wisdom that Boaz had. The wisdom that Jesus had when He spoke to our hearts. Gets us in the right family. Look in chapter 54, and I want you to think about the parallel, what's going on with Ruth now, what's going on in our lives. He said, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. Neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. You reckon, Brother Larry, you reckon when Ruth gets hooked up with Boaz, I don't believe she's thinking much about Moab anymore, do you? I believe she's thinking something like this, ain't this something? Boy, I'm glad I wanted your God, not mine. I'm glad I wanted your people and not mine. I'm glad I come home with you, Naomi. The Word of God said here, for thy maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall he be called. There's our kinsman Redeemer. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee. You remember? Do you remember how that Ruth felt over in chapter number 1? She said, the Almighty hath afflicted me. You remember that? She said, I went out full, but I've come home empty. Y'all remember that? Watch what the Word of God said here. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. This is prophecy concerning Israel as a whole. I know that. But it amazes me how it fits in the life of Naomi, in the life of Ruth. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment. Oh, hallelujah. But with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. Glory to God. You say, preacher, how long are you going to be in this family? Well, just as long as God lives. That's all. One preacher said to a bunch one time, he said, I wouldn't get too excited. He said, you're just going to live as long as God does. Take your Bible and look at Romans 11:33 for just a moment, talking about wisdom just a little bit. Romans chapter 11 and verse number 33, again dealing with Israel nationally. But I want to show you a verse here and then a verse in Corinthians, and I'll be done. Chapter number 11, I believe it is, verse number 33. Boy, what a shout right here. We ought to stand in awe. The Word of God said, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of your pastor. Gag a maggot off a gut wagon, amen. We're not to stand in awe of a man's wisdom or a man's knowledge. But the Bible said the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. Watch this. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways. You say, preacher, they wasn't supposed to go to Moab. And look at it now. His ways are past finding out. I did a whole lot of things I wasn't supposed to do. Somebody help me. But look now. He put me in his family. He had mercy on my soul. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 7. And I'm done. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 7. The Bible said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. A mystery is something that you would stand in awe of. Amen. Even the hidden wisdom. Boy, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Brother Steve, if I'm reading that right, before the world was ever formed, God saw a young man pulling his car off the shoulder of the road, saying, God, I've gone as far as I want to go without you. If I'm reading that right, Brother Larry, before the world was ever formed, God saw a man crawling up in the closet in his bedroom. If I'm reading that right, God saw a man that had been a church member for 6.5 years, done everything that he knew to do, except admit he was a sinner and cry out to God for mercy. Oh, you say, preacher, do you believe when he was on the cross, we were on his mind? I believe we were on his mind, beloved. Listen, before he ever formed the world into existence, in the wisdom of God. Stand in awe. Early on in this message, I don't know how many parts there is to it now. I'm not trying to just build up parts. But early on, I said this. Let's not forget it. If we're standing in awe, we're not sinning. And if we're sinning, we're not standing in awe. You can't do them both at the same time. Ask David. Ask him. I'm not talking about David Dunham. I'm talking about David, the man after God's own heart. Oh, that didn't come out right, did it? I mean, he can have two Davids after it. You know what I mean. The David in the Bible. Ask him. After it's all said and done, you get over, I believe it's Psalm 139, Brother Rick. David cries out, "Search me, O God. Try me." Yes. David already knew what it was to get out there doing his own thing, letting his eyes go where they wasn't supposed to go, and then trying to cover his sin up. He already knew what that was. Yes. Brother Larry, if I'm reading that right, he don't even want to get close to that place again. Search me, O God, try me. Know my thoughts. Amen. Yeah. He said, see if there be any wicked way in me. Yeah. Brother Ralph, that's a prayer for God's people. Yeah. That ain't talking about them folk down there on the bar stool or in the whorehouse tonight. That's God's people. Yeah. Lead me in the way everlasting. I'll tell you where that way's at. Standing in awe. He puts you in the family. Amen, Brother Rod. He puts you in his family. I used to tell him in prison, Brother Colt, you get tired of your old daddy, you can have a new one. The Bible said you're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father will you do. You get tired of that old daddy, you can have a new one. You can have a heavenly father, Brother Gary. It'll love you. That's what I used to tell him. I mean, he's glad you come tonight. Who? Good to be saved. I was thinking a while ago when it said commune with your own heart upon your bed. I've witnessed to people before, and while I was talking to them, it just seemed like it was water off of a duck's back. You know what I mean? But you know, I never did let that bother me, because I know when the lights go out and the radio and the TV's turned off, that's when God does his work, ain't it, Boo Steve? People laying there thinking things like, man, what's going to happen to me if I don't wake up? Yeah. Knowing good and well they ain't right with God. Amen. Thank you for coming tonight. Thank you for putting up with us. God help us to stand in awe. Start reading your Bible in a different way. Start paying attention. Yes. Get into the story. Just jump right in there. Little boy. Bible school, Sister Danita, years ago, I was teaching on Jonah. This little boy was 4 years old, and I talked about that fish. Or some the Bible, one place it's a whale, one place it's a great fish, and I talked about, and then you got Baptists that'll argue over whether it was a whale or a fish. God help us. Amen. Anyway, God prepared it, and if God prepared it, it can swallow a man, keep him down for 3 days. I said, one day that whale come up to the shore, and I said, something happened. I said, what happened? That little boy throwed his hand up. I can't wave. I'm like, John, my shoulder's killing me. That little boy throwed his hand up like that. I said, what happened, Aaron? He said, he throwed up. Well, now, what if you was reading the story of Jonah, and you pictured him with all that seaweed and all that acid in that fish's belly and all that? Yeah, it looked like somebody throwed up, wouldn't it? A big lump in it, amen. God's good. Amen. I went a little bit overtime tonight, but I know there wasn't no kids, Brother Mike, so it's your fault. Amen. Brother Mike called me today and said the schools are shut down in Sullivan County, trying to get over some of this flu and stuff, so we thought it'd be good just to call it off tonight. Maybe people can heal up a little bit. Amen. You glad you come? Will you do your best to stand in awe? Mike, is your mom still eating a little bit, brother, or is she not much? Terry told me, I think, Sunday evening that she'd eat a little bit. I'm sorry, brother. I think things are just shutting down. Mom, like that choir song we used to sing, Brother Ralph, we're nearing the shore. Amen. Some closer than others. But I promise you this, we're all nearing the shore tonight. Amen. Amen. Well, invite somebody to church on Sunday morning, would you? Just make it a point to invite somebody to Sunday school and church. Hey, you still got 3 days between now and Sunday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's right, 3 days between now and Sunday. Invite somebody else. Amen. I'm going to invite them, Brother Steve. They're going to be my visitors. Amen. I tell people when they come the first time, brother, I really appreciate it. When they come the second time, it's a miracle. Amen. 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 All hearts and minds clear. Can you believe, Miss Reba, that he put you in his family? I can tell you this, Miss Reba, I'm glad he did. Mean as you are now, I'd hate to see how mean you was without Jesus. Amen. Amen. But Larry, you glad he put you in his family? We can lay down tonight knowing if we don't wake up, it's okay. If he comes, Sister Mary, the trumpet will wake us up, won't it? It's going to sound loud enough to wake the dead up. I reckon it can wake me up if I'm asleep tonight. Amen. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Let's stand to our feet. We'll be dismissed in prayer.